That's our ring. Time for Lon and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotun Down Store and Radio Station questioning Lum about his new radio idea. Listen.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, even if you do learn how to be one of them hypnotists, I still don't see how you're going to make a radio show out of that idea.
Well, I'm working on the format for it right now.
Well, just tell me now, what are you going to do, Mom? You going to get up there at the microphones and hypnotize all the listeners and put them to sleep?
No, of course not.
You already got a show up there, there. That news and news program you're going to put to the sleep.
No, I just keep them smart remarks to yourself.
Oh, I just got you. But sure enough, now, how are you going to do it, Mom? You've got to make it sound better than old Nathan has to me, so then you're going to say to him, I'll tell you that right here.
Now, you just leave that part of it up to me.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hypnotize Moles into thinking it's a good program?
No. What I'm going to do is get different folks on the show and hypnotize them and have them do different things. Like sing a song, tell a joke.
Can you do that?
Of course I can. With the power I don't have over them, they'll follow whatever I say. It's the power of suggest.
Yeah, well,
The power of suggest. The confidence, I'll say Ulysses and their fancy, and then
I doubt now long you can say Ulysses, I'll tell you. See, that's what it's about, fella.
I don't mean natural tone.
Here, just like you. He might look like it, but if you hide sand and get mad.
I know that. I mean hypnotizing, mesmerizing. That's the thing that's throwing him into a transom.
Yeah. Why don't you say so?
I'll hypnotize him and then tell him he's a great thing, ain't
he? Ulysses S. Quincy?
Oh, sure.
He'll never believe that
one. Well, when he's in my power, he will.
Well, there ain't no power that'll ever make me do what Ulysses S. Quincy. She's a great singer. She's got a voice that sounds like a rusty barn door to him. Couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. You have to live there.
I know all that.
I believe you'd have better luck hypnotizing the audience and telling them that he's a great singer. I don't even do that work.
Well, Abner, the whole idea of this show is to get folks to do something everybody knows you can't do.
And I imagine he's got the man right there in your seat.
That's why this is going to be the most interesting program he's ever put on.
Oh,
it's the greatest thing that's ever hit the radio, Ben. It's going to revolutionize it, what it's going to do.
Yes, you can get Ulysses to sing good, Mom. I'll agree with you. It's your way. Yes.
You can see now that Moe will just fall all over himself to die.
Maybe if that's your son, see, I'd be right about him, man.
And here's the greatest thing about it. Think of all the money we'll save on talent.
Yeah. Maybe I haven't thought about that. Well, if the folks who hypnotize, why, they'll never know they're on the show, so we won't have to pay them nothing more.
Oh, well, we couldn't do that. We'll pay them.
Well, if you just got done saying we're going to save all that money on talent.
No, here's what I meant by that. Now, coincidentally, you couldn't afford to hire Bing Crosby to sing on Moe's Mystery Program, could we?
You gonna hypnotize Bing Crosby?
No, but what I'll do is hypnotize Ulysses and come in to sing like Bing Crosby, and in that way, that's the same thing.
Well, I've got to hear.
Hey, this is the greatest one idea I've ever had.
Here it is, if you can make Ulysses S. Quincy sound like Bing Crosby. Hey, Lon. David, I just had an idea here. You think you could make Liz the best of that and chip my ties and make her look like one of them big moving picture actresses?
No, I can't change the way people look. I just work on their minds.
Wait a minute. Could you hypnotize me and make me think she looks like one of them big human picture actresses?
Well, there's a limit to what I can do with this, Abner.
Yeah, I might have given you too hard a limit.
Yeah, right on that. I think that's the limit.
Only improvement, say, on the other side.
I'll do the best I can for you.
Yeah, well, that's a car. Well, do you act hypnotize folks and give them the song and all that?
Well, sure you can. I finished reading that book on it, you know.
You have?
Yeah, I've been practicing at home. I tried it out on the reed.
You know?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who'd you make him talk to you?
Well, see, I have to have somebody that's got a weaker mind than I've got. I had trouble with him.
Weaker mind than yours?
Yeah, it seems to work better that way.
Yeah, maybe that's best thing. You're going to learn how to folk off a fast and I'm having on it. Back here, if I knew you run through Cedric, you'd be all done right there.
Oh, as far as I can see, I could use anybody in town. And, of course, I've always got you.
Yeah, of course. Just a minute, what do you mean by that, Remar?
I just mean you make a pretty good subject for hypnotizing.
No, I still don't believe you can do it. You couldn't do it the other day with Dan Willis, had he done his hypnotize himself.
Well, it just shows how good I am. I can even hypnotize a fellow with as strong a mind as I've got. Don't let me try it on you once, Dad.
Oh, me? That one?
Yeah. Got a lot better at it since I worked on Dan the other day.
Right. Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't bother you at all.
But what if you get me into that and can't get me out of it again?
Oh, there ain't no danger there. I'll just throw you into a medium-sized transom.
Oh. You ain't got just a little bitty one sort of a sample, have you?
No, they're all about the same, actually. Oh. Now, here's what I want you to do, Edna. Go down in that chair there and relax. Close your eyes.
That hurt?
Yeah.
Well, I better go to sleep.
Well, that's the whole idea. I want you to go to sleep. You can help you on to sleep. You're so tired. You're tired that that's all you can think of.
Yeah. Thank
you. Of course you are. Your eyelids are getting heavy.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep them open. Your eyes are so tired, your head feels heavy. Your arms are tired. Your legs are so heavy, you can hardly move them. Your feet feel like lead. You're so tired, all you want to do is sleep. All you want to do is sleep. Edna Peabody, I am your master. You'll open your eyes. Open them way up. You're now Sam Bernard Dog. Edna Peabody, you're a window watcher. You'll watch all the windows. Oh, it is wonderful. Abner Peabody, you're a housewife. You scrub the floor. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Abner Peabody, you're a dirt. Hoist all them dude jacks and crack them up out there in the feed room. Don't believe it if you don't want to, but just look at all the work you've done while you're hypnotized.
I don't think that's a thing about it.
Well, and I sure you don't.
Not long. I couldn't have been all them things.
Have you done? You done? Just look at them clean windows and the floor and the feed tracks has all been moved. You must have done, because ain't nobody else in the store except me and you, and I know I never done.
Well, you never do nothing like that, but bogus, I just can't believe it. I ain't that tired.
I'm not having you all like me. Oh, howdy, Dan.
Hello, Rock. I've known Bogus, I just can't believe it. How's that down there?
Hey, Lord, because that he hypnotized me, and I did a couple of weeks' work around here just now.
Hey, Rob, do you want to sell your wrestling equipment?
No, I don't know, Dan. Haven't got much of that.
Well, you're not using it anymore, are you?
Well, no, I just ain't had no time at all. They go down and run the wrestling. This tracks have been closed up, you might say.
Oh, no, good and well, I couldn't have lifted all them food sacks by myself.
Well, you done by myself. Why'd you ask about the wrestling equipment, Dan? Do you know somebody wants to buy it?
Yes. You see, work is progressing quite rapidly on the new jailhouse now, and I might put in a small lunch counter for the prisoners.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Save me the trouble of having to carry their meals into the cells.
Yeah.
Well, there couldn't have been me a scrub before, and I'll never do that good a job.
Well, it was you, If you won't take my word for it, I don't know how else to prove it to you.
How much do you want for the whole West Slum?
Well, I've just been quietly noticing, and I'd have to try to figure that out.
You want to sell, don't you?
Well, you'd better get set at lunch counter. You need more room in here for them radio shows we put on and set audiences. Yeah, I want to sell it, sir.
Yes. Well, make me an offer, Rob.
Well, I'd give her... Wait a minute. You're the one that's supposed to make me an offer.
How's that?
I said, you're the one that...
Well, David, I'm going back to my food room and prove to you that I can't lift that many food sacks.
Yeah, you never lifted them all at once. You've done them one at a time.
I still don't think I could have done it.
Well, you did.
Rob, why don't we talk price later on? After all, it's going to have to come out of the tax money, you know.
Yeah, I know it, and I want to keep my taxes down, so I'm sure we can come to a pretty reasonable figure on it, all right.
The thing to do is to get the stuff down there. Happened is ready right now to install it.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. I don't know how many of us can get down there right now. The Macmillan boys are out of town with their truck, and Cedric's car is broke down. I sure have to get that drink out of here, though.
Well, if I'm going to buy it, I'll have to get it right away.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll get the stuff down in the corner. Wait a minute. I think maybe I've got a hard idea. Edna?
Huh?
You're getting tired. Well, so tired.
Yes, and from the looks of things, Abner is going to be a lot more tired. Thank you.